This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Last month, Jeff Shop, the self-styled commander of one of the largest neo-Nazi groups in the United States, took to a Russia's version of Facebook to update his followers about a brewing scandal. His group, the National Socialist Movement, was outraged over his bizarre decision to hand over the reins to a black civil rights activist, and he wanted to set the record straight. Addressing fellow patriots of the National Socialist Movement, Shep wrote in a March 2nd post that he had been deceived by James Stern, who had convinced him to sign over NSM's presidency to him in order to shield the group from an ongoing lawsuit. National security correspondent Jeff Selden says that President Donald Trump tells us that the more troops will need to be sent to the country's southern border because too many dangerous people are illegally entering the United States. The acting defense secretary, Pat Shanahan, asked by reporters earlier in the day about a possible multi-year deployment of troops to the border, responded saying he had been speaking at length about that with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, headed for a fifth term in power, as his main rival, Benny Gantz, acknowledged he would not be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney